Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, fans. I'm here once again on this little radio. What I should be doing oh my god, let me stop. I'm not gonna have a topic for today because our guest speaker was supposed to come through for us, but you know, he's gonna go on a date and he's gonna ditch his friend, so he's gonna be a Mitch. Well, you know, I'll say this for tomorrow, but it's just gonna be another random topic, just like yesterday. Just a random talk. This is just gonna be geeking, cracking on each other. You know, the same people that came for the show yesterday is gonna be on the show today. I gave him all the time to call in, so I'm just gonna play some music for y'all and wait for our first caller. Alright. Now I'll be able to play the Genuine sound. Like me. Alright, listen to it.
Baby Harlem is back. Baby Harlem is back. Baby Harlem is back.
I know you've never been with a man like me. When you're alone, do you think of me? I really feel like you should be my lady.
Baby Harlem is back.
I know you've never been with a man like me. When you're alone, do you think of me?
Having a good time, I might say a rhyme. Old school, new school, no school rules. There's nothing, but I got my tool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. Tone Rock in the corner, he romancing. There's no need to talk. You get a chicken noodle soup with a soda inside, right? Just come and see outside. You ain't gotta look around, it's hard to see my ride. I'm in that new 07, stash box Mac 11, that is shoebox 7, in the New York 2nd, around holidays, get a New York present. You feel a New York present, bloom back, so you know where New York heading.
I know you never been there. You alone, do you think of me? I really feel like you should be my lady.
Baby,
how are
you back?
I know you never
that joint was rocking hard. Yeah, that was the genuine song I was supposed to play for y'all in the last show. Now, still don't have any caller yet, so I'm going to play the Chris Brown's new song, Wall to Wall. All right? And when a caller comes on, I'll connect and I'll stop playing the song. All right? All right. That was Chris Brown's new song, Wall to Wall. All right. Still don't got no callers yet. Ooh, I already called, but, you know, I just keep playing music. I mean, I've got good music over here, so it's not like I got mad music. So I play B5, featuring Bow Wow. They got a new song out called Hydraulic. Y'all check it out. This shit be popping. Woo! La, 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 la. Oh, go. Oh! Go! Go!
In the flow, mama threw with at me, I'ma beat it up. She is something and she ain't about something. And I got an extra, on to the next one. Next, and she's bad, so I might holler.
Holler,
moves up and down like a 6-4 Impala. And she get it from her mama, and she don't like Wayne. She likes rich and
collective.
Hey! You and me, trying to figure out how to move to the beat so good. Guess I got it in my blood. Every time the DJ spinning my club,
that boy, next.
Spinning on the one. I came to party just to show you how it's done. Tell us you can't do this if you want to. P5, giving you something to move to. I'm not thinking trunk, make it stick to bunk. Put a switch on the 6-4, make it jump. Got a brand new champion, think it's done.
Baltimore today, down there in the city. So, play my favorite song by her so far. And this is Keisha Cole featuring Lil Kim and Missy Elliott. Let it go. Wait, hold up. I got a slow computer. Sorry, y'all. Yeah. Okay, now.
Calling in.
She didn't? I knew she wouldn't ever call in. I told her at 8:05 that she always did. She said she was going. I told her the show was at 8 o'clock. I mean, I was just playing music. I was over here rocking.
So, yeah.
I hope she calls her. But, James, we got to, last night, I felt so appreciated. Like, I was.
Oh, really?
Just set. Oh, man, like.
You got a lot of people gave you a compliment on the show last night.
Yeah.
Through me. You know, like, they told me how good it was last night.
Yeah, so.
And it was good.
Yeah, I mean, this show would be nothing without the fans, because they might have to listen to it. It could be somewhere else. So I just want to take my time to personally thank all of the people that support all of us. Not just me. I'm not going to be selfish like that. It's not my show. It's everybody's show. I got to get ready to change their name. So, it's everybody's show. So, I just want to appreciate all of the love that I'm getting. I mean, I love fans. I never thought I'd be 15 years old and have fans. Never. No. I'm sorry. We have fans, not just me. What's wrong with me? My gosh. Yeah. So, James, you want to give a shout out?
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Let's start. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to LaDawn, Jade, Monica.
Hi, Jade.
Huh?
Hi, Jade.
Oh, hi, Jade. Monica. I'm going to go and say Ivory since she's not on the phone yet. That's about it.
Just let y'all know, this show, you know, it would be, you know, we would be laughing right now, but, you know, one of our show co-hosts just, you know, don't stand us up like that, you know, just trying to be funny. She's cut, think I'm playing, but... Hopefully, she actually comes through for you guys, gives you guys a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, even if she don't call us, we'll still have fun, because at least there'll be four people on the phone instead of five. But you gotta do what you gotta do.
Everybody's gonna miss Ivory, though.
I know. She's a,
Everybody love her. Oh, my God. Like, so many people said something to me about her.
I don't know. After one show she been on, this is
wild. How popular?
I know.
She won't take over your shows, huh?
Oh, hey, Ivory. But I don't really care. Like, I mean, if I have to, if I ever step down, I would, like, I could get a show to somebody else. I mean, it would be... Be responsible enough to, you know.
I still don't think I would be able to handle it because she would play with it.
What do you mean?
Like,
James. Remember, if she's listening right now.
She
don't
is.
If she is, don't say anything that she won't like. So go ahead. Just think about what you say before you say it. Don't say the wrong thing.
Oh, never mind.
No, go ahead.
No.
Jeez, what was you gonna say?
I forgot now. Hi, Ivory.
Hey, James.
Did she say hi back?
Yeah, hopefully. Jeez. But, she's going over at grandma's house, so she has a faster computer over there. So she's going to be listening to the shows that we have done. Because she couldn't do it over her house because her computer was messed up. So, putting all her business out there, jeez. I know Ivory, right? I know, yeah. Jeez. But James, said you I got a lot of comments about the show we did where you played the piano or you were singing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of comments about that. And he was requested, like, Who's that boy? And I listened to it this morning. She was like, I'ma tell James I heard him sing. She was like, yeah, James. Yeah, I let her listen to it this morning. So, do you want to do it again? All your fans out there?
Not tonight, fans. You know, not tonight. Aww. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, I wasn't prepared. You know. I'm sorry. I'll make sure the next night I will have something for y'all.
Which is tomorrow.
Was it good comments or bad comments?
It was good comments.
Huh?
Ivy was one of the people, people that said something. She said it was, she said you did good.
Okay. Not tonight.
Talking to Monique right now. She said she asked me what time she should call.
6:30. 8:35. Right.
I said I would call at 8:30.
8:30.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was thinking you should maybe start like a vote for like the fans, like which character on this show do you think is the most funny? Of course, Ivory would probably get the most votes.
I wouldn't really like that because it would create like competition.
Oh, not necessarily. Just,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we gave her on MySpace, so they know where to hit us up at. We can just ask them.
And plus, it's just the show.
Person I was talking to last night, he said, me and Ivy are so funny. I was like, go ahead, me. I was like, okay. I try to give a good show because I like making people happy. That's what I do. But, James, what have you been doing since the, tell people about your experience the first time you was on the show. Like, were you nervous?
Yeah, first time I was kind of nervous. First time I did it. You know, right now this is my third time doing it, so I'm way beyond nervous, man. I'm nowhere near nervous now.
Yeah, I told you I had a talk show. You was like, what? I'm like, jeez. Yeah, I tell some people that, you're like, okay. I ask them if they listen to it. You'd be like, I don't really have the time for that. I was like, okay.
They really did that?
Yeah. I mean, some people ask. Wait, I mean, all the people that ask, I don't want to bug them to the point where they'd be like, oh, gosh, it's just a little stupid little radio show. I mean, they give them a website, and they check it out whenever they can. So, and I told them whenever they want to be on it, like be a guest or something, told them where to hit me.
Yeah.
Keep them up. Every time we get on the phone, we got to make sure we give our MySpace, you know, for people that listen out there. Like, what is that?
Well, none of us got to give our MySpace yesterday. Caleb disconnected the phone.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I got to tell people about that. Yeah. You guys that listened to the show I posted up yesterday is the first random talk we had. The way I got off the phone, it was real bad because my brother disconnected with the phone. So, yeah, I couldn't close up the show. I mean, James adjusted the door for me. Thank you. Thank you, James. He was calling everybody's names. Jeez.
I guess that was the way how you closed the show.
Yeah, that's how you closed it. Calling everybody's name, like Aubrey, James, Josh, Seth, Charles. Wait, jeez.
Yeah, that was funny. Well, I guess I'll go and give everybody my MySpace now.
Yeah, go ahead.
If they want to get in contact. Like I said before, I don't have no URL. I mean, I know I gotta make myself one. But I don't have a URL. But my email is lowercasej_PERLIE@yahoo.com. lowercasej_PERLIE@yahoo.com.
Well, make sure, James, that if you give people your email, that, if somebody does actually send you a message, please check it. You check your email?
Yeah.
Oh.
I check my email.
I remember when I first got my MySpace, my email was fake. I had to hurry up and make one because if your profile gets hacked into, MySpace sends a verification code to your email where you got to click it so you can unlock your profile. I was like, dang, I can't unlock my profile, so
yeah.
I had to make it.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to what happened to my little Jimmy profile.
Uh-oh. Tell people about what happened, James.
It was so sad. I don't know if I changed my password and I forgot what it was. My profile got hacked in But my profile just stopped working. And this was like in the beginning of the year, like around
about to have
January.
Josh on the phone.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah. Josh is on the phone.
Uh-oh, Josh is on the phone. Okay.
What was the button?
You know what? I actually came up with a little topic in my head while we were talking. Oh, James was talking about MySpace. That's what I'm going to talk about. So, James, keep telling your story, and I'm going to say what I had to say. Keep going.
Okay.
How little Jimmy got hacked into.
Yeah, so, like I was saying, I didn't know if somebody had hacked into my profile or I changed my password and I forgot what it was. But one thing that made it worse was that my profile wasn't real. My email wasn't real, so I had to lose that one. This happened back in January.
Yeah.
That's when I got the new profile that I have now. I have about 740 friends this one.
Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
Don't stop.
I wonder how many messages you got on your old profile, because you haven't logged in since January.
I know, James. Sheesh.
Josh,
no comment.
No.
What? Shoot. How many comments you got on that old page, though?
Josh, you're still, because that profile, Lil Jimmy, you're still his friend, so you can look at it.
Yeah.
Like when I used to have your password, Josh, I would go on the page.
Yeah.
I got all these spam comments.
I know, seriously, like, it's a bunch of spam. I'm like, jeez.
Probably all these friend requests and messages on there.
Probably. Who knows? Who knows?
Josh, how did you find out about MySpace?
How did I find out about MySpace friends? Friends on there, and they kept talking about it.
I found out about MySpace through Kanye West.
Oh, hey. Kanye West?
Yeah.
For real?
Through friends, and I found out through, like, BET 106 and Park.
What did you say you found out through your friends, Josh?
You're
lying,
man. Uh-oh, Josh. She's a hypocrite.
Shut up, James. Shut up. I found out through both. I had two connections to tell me about MySpace.
Josh, get out of here.
Josh, you're making it up now. Get out of here.
I'm not going to leave my own home just, you know, like, get out of here, man. No, I'm not going to do that. No.
But for real, to the audience.
You're very unhappy now, Josh. You make me feel very uncomfortable.
But, Josh, you know, I don't think I told you this, but you know I stayed up all night listening to that show we did yesterday?
Yes, I know. You told me yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I stayed up all night listening to that show. It was 1 hour, but it was a good 1 hour. Oh, my God.
For Christmas, like holidays like Christmas and all, Thanksgiving, we have special shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably think it's something to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Play Christmas
shows.
And it's going to be a surprise show that's coming up.
Uh-oh.
August, September, I think. Someone's birthday.
Whose birthday?
Keep that on the hush.
Yeah, so you said
Seth Johnson's birthday is coming up.
No, did Josh?
Jeez, Josh. Josh, do you know what a surprise is?
Oh, I didn't really know. I thought y'all was playing. I didn't think Seth Johnson's birthday was really coming up.
It is. It's next month.
You just told all the way.
Then I could do something. I could do something for special for myself on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for everybody, every member that has a birthday on the show, they have something special for them.
Except for Ivory.
Hey, don't be treating Ivory like
no,
that.
No, her birthday already passed, Josh. I'm not treating her like shit.
So what? My birthday passed and so did James.
That means coming, I'm coming birthdays. Oh, my gosh, y'all.
Get out of here.
Who said it?
I said that shit.
Oh, okay. It's okay when you say it, but when Josh said it, it sounded ugly. I'm sorry, Josh.
I hear.
See, don't that sound so ugly?
Oh, get out of here.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, Josh, no. That's going to sound real ugly on playback.
Oh.
But, Josh, you know, about the listeners that keep on listening, they're going to get to know us, you know, But wouldn't it be cool if we met our fans? Oh.
It would really be nice to meet our fans.
I keep telling people to leave comments on my show, but, you know, two people only did that so far. And, yeah. Real stupid.
Sir, I don't mean to change the subject or whatever. It wouldn't be so cool if River 4 got a chance to perform at the Apollo.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah.
But it seems like, I was listening to the recorders, and it seems like every time somebody brought up River 4, they always got agitated. So why was that, Josh? Why would I say River 4 yesterday? He was like, oh, nobody cares about that.
Josh, before me and Josh was on the phone with you, Josh was all excited. We was talking about Rhythm 4 because I came up with this. I just wrote a new song. You got to listen to this stuff.
Uh-oh.
A new one today. Josh, he was all happy.
Jeez, why can't you play that right now?
Because I don't got no words to it yet.
You wrote a new song, but it has no words to it.
It's not wrote it. You know, the piano.
Oh.
The beat and all. The words will come tomorrow.
Yeah, it really will.
So, yeah. Rhythm 4, we're going to have a CD coming out 2009.
Hey, don't be putting that out there when 2009 coming, ain't no CD out there.
That's what I'm predicting. I ain't going to say next year. Make 2009 a CD come out.
Predict this. We're going to say when, like, James, like, graduate, probably, like, 2012, maybe.
No.
2012?
Josh, you know how many years away that is, man?
Yeah, that's enough time, you know, for, like, everybody.
2009. Don't listen to him. He's stupid.
2009 is when I graduate.
Yeah, I do, too.
Go ahead, Josh.
And we'll still be the only one in high school.
Yeah, James will just be the only one sitting there in high
school. And then Isaiah's next.
I say by the time he turns 10. No, 9.
No, we can't wait till he's 10. He's got to get like 13. He's got to have at least a full-figured voice on him.
Each one of us probably going to have our own solo CDs by then.
Are you serious?
We're
going to
be grown men.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm going to only be 20, I think.
By when?
By the time I've reached like 12 or 13.
Yeah, when you're 20, I'll be like 23.
So, yeah, I got a question. Like, for each one of y'all, which performer most inspires y'all as far as performing in Rhythm 4 and all? Like, what performers inspire y'all?
Josh, you go first.
Why y'all always got to put me out there, Josh?
Josh, answer the question, Josh.
Shut up, and I'm going to ask the question.
If you go on Oprah 2 years from now, if we tell you to answer the question first, she asks the question, who will be inspired by? If we tell you to answer the question first, if you going to say that, why are you always going to say I'm going to answer it first?
Shoot, I'll answer Oprah.
Answer the question.
You know what, shut up, and I'll answer the question. Who inspires me the most?
Himself.
That's a good question. I haven't answered that question in about 8 years.
So can you go, please go.
Josh, are you serious?
What? I don't know.
Just lie to the people listening. Jeez.
I don't lie to the public.
Okay.
You go to your... Oh, man, I can't believe I was about to say
Can
that.
I go?
Yeah, go ahead, James. Piece of shit.
The performers, I'm pretty much inspired by not the performers in this day, but, you know, a lot of them great performers from in the past, such as Frankie Lyman. I get inspired by Diana Ross, Michael Jackson.
James, what's been up with you and Diana Ross lately?
Yeah. What's up with you and Diana Ross?
You want me to...
That's not going to be funny?
No.
We just asking.
Well, I'm not. I don't know if Josh is.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just asking.
Wait, guys, hold on. Ivory is on the other line. I don't know why she says to call in the show. Hold on.
So, yeah. So, is you going to tell who you're inspired by, Josh?
I really don't know. That's the thing. Who am I inspired by? I mean, I could say Shaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, yeah.
I can see, like, some new people that are, like, that just came out, like, maybe somebody like T-Pain.
Yeah.
Maybe some Omarion, Usher,
yeah.
R. Kelly,
mm-hmm.
Young Jock, Lil Wayne.
You see, like, for me, as far as me performing in rhythm school, you know, I write the songs and all, and part of the thing, if you being a writer and a producer, you know, you got to study music. You got to go back, study your music, you know, study and read up on singers and all.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to get this caller to come in right now. Hold on. She's late. Shit. Shit.
Yeah. I study.
Yes, you must study your class of music. That's
I
why
keep
you
on
want...
telling the rest of y'all three knuckleheads. I need to start that.
Hey, don't be talking about
music.
Y'all know how busy my schedule is. Y'all know that.
No,
you know that, James. Yeah, but you do got, on this little Jimmy profile, you do got, like, heck of spam comments, though.
Yeah.
except for this one now on May 21st talking about, do you like me? From Hi, I'm Sheryls.
Okay.
Like, we really know who...
A lot of people still haven't deleted that profile yet.
I ain't deleted this. This profile is, like, heck of funny, though.
So, yeah. You know we're doing a show tomorrow, right?
Doing what show tomorrow? We're doing a
show tomorrow. Well, I'm letting everybody else know it's going to be a show tomorrow. I was doing the show is going pretty be much like an everyday show. We trying to come up with a new name.
All right. So you know what? The topic is MySpace.
The show's on.
No, Monique.
Oh,
hey, Monique.
Hi.
Oh my goodness gracious, Monique! Introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, everybody. I'm Monique. James' cousin.
Yeah, I'm Monique's cousin.
You're
not my
cousin?
You're not my cousin?
I'm sorry, okay.
Because we're all relatives on this phone. And you're just going to exclude me out like that.
I'm sorry.
Haha, that's why she excuses you out, you little prick. You little piece of shit.
You can lick someone else's balls. You know what?
I can't talk like that on the radio.
I tell them that all the time.
You want to be
joined
by Ivory.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Josh, you're too happy right now. You better calm down.
You got that knock
off. Okay, Ivory, introduce yourself. I know they already know you, but still, you still got to be nice.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
I'm Mrs. Bitch.
Monique.
Uh-huh.
Tell Charles to pick up the phone.
He already
I'm already on the phone.
Oh, okay. See, y'all stepping up y'all game. Okay. Oh, my God. Hey. So, how many people we got on the phone right now?
We got, like, what, like 7 people on the phone?
What?
Like, about 6. Yes, 6 or 7.
It should be 7 because, you know, I thought 6. 5 supposed to be originally calling in.
Oh, my God. Would y'all believe Ivy was late calling in?
Oh.
She let me down.
Ivory was late the last time.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was about, but this time she was even more later. What happened, Ivory?
She bull.
I was dialing the wrong number.
Were you dead?
Yeah.
So you was dialing the wrong number for like 15 minutes?
So,
half an hour? Yeah.
She was trying to dial the number I dialed to host the show.
She's trying to be the host.
See that? Trying to be the host.
No, she probably forgot to press 1. That's what she probably did.
No, I don't have my cell phone. I don't got press 1.
You don't got press 1 for real?
Not on your cell phone.
Oh, that sucks.
Ivory, you like the star of the show now.
Why she gotta be the star? Why money can't be the star?
Cause she
why can't we all be the star?
Forget Ivory.
All right, Ivory. I don't know. Everybody's attracted to Ivory for some reason.
Ivory is Ivory. She's real with it. She's
a
real Mitch.
Ivory
she said that when she first came on yesterday, so that's why people like it.
No.
Because she's a real Mitch.
No, y'all giving props to Monique, not Ivory. We don't
give
props to stuff. It is his show.
Well, if it was never for me, all these niggas on the phone wouldn't even be on here. So right now, so y'all gotta call me out. Oh shit!
So you better get out of here.
Oh, Chase, get out of here,
Josh. Oh my God.
Yeah, I just gonna kick back to the side like that. That's the shit.
But the, I'm just letting y'all know that the guest that's supposed to be on the show, he's gonna come through for me tomorrow. So, but let me ask you a question. If y'all, if I needed y'all real quick, would y'all do a show at 11 o'clock p.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Monique.
Okay, talk at one time because you know.
I'm sorry. Monique.
Okay, okay, Monique,
yeah.
Monique, would you be able to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Charles, would you be able to do it?
Yeah.
James, would you be able to do it?
Real quick, say yes or no.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Josh, would you be able to do it?
Get up.
Yeah. Ivory, would you be able to do it?
Yeah.
And Ivory just had to be the one that doesn't answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that her mother?
So now, I was arguing with Kev yesterday, and now she's arguing with her.
Somebody will come get you. See that? I already told him your name on chat.
Yeah, I read his
name. Dang, I'll just tell him.
Oh, you're not. Come on.
But Monique.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came through for us. You know, you actually called in. I was like, okay. I just feel so loved because I've been getting a lot of support and, you know, for people that have been listening to the show. And they say that it's fun to get to really know the people in here so we can, like, all become one type of family.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Well, Josh, I was listening to you yesterday. You like, some parts of the way where you talk, you, like, go in and out.
Go in and out, okay.
And your voice is too deep. I had to turn my speaker down because your voice is too deep.
Dang. That is my voice. Gotta be talking about my voice like that. It's not my
voice. Why am I the only one talking?
Dang.
Who's that?
That was me, James.
Jerry. Jerry.
Is Ivory even on here before I hang up on her?
Yeah, I'm on
here.
Okay, yeah, I'm on here. Okay, there she is. Real country.
One of these. How many months have you got in? How many days have you
got? So, Monique.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell, I just want to know this real quick. Okay.
Give me
some. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Not?
No.
And do you mind if I ask you some questions about your relationship? Life?
No, I don't mind.
Oh, you don't mind? Oh, my God. Oh, I was kind of scared because I thought you were going to pull out your nine. Oh, okay. What do you look for in a boy?
I'm like, what do I look for? I don't know. Somebody that like me from me. I like somebody that got a sense of humor.
When they have a sense of humor, they got to know when to be funny and when to be serious, right?
Yeah, because sometimes they can get overboard.
See, if you're like Ivory, you can't, you know, you can't talk to nobody because she's never serious. Okay. Okay, keep going. That's all you look for is a sense of humor?
I'm an adventurous person. I like to try new things, so.
Oh, hey! We ain't going to start talking about sex on this radio, okay?
To try a new thing. What I'm saying,
I mean. Money, it's okay. We understand.
Okay, you got America waiting for, you know, the answer.
Lady Ivory.
Ivory, how long you been on the phone?
You trying to be funny?
No, we didn't know you was on here because, you know, you was fussing out somebody, you know, via San Jay.
Yeah, just like I was Kev yesterday.
That's because y'all try to cut me off.
Man, cut you off. Shut up.
Dang.
Ooh.
Okay.
You always getting small with people?
Man, I've been beefing. Everybody's been beefing. Money, you just hush up.
But you always getting
small. I ain't getting
small.
You shut up.
It's my show, and I got the hang up button right here, okay? So one of y'all niggas better, you know, like raise up because click, 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 got the dial tone right on you. So you gotta calm down.
started it.
We don't care about the doggone.
I mean, we don't care about you.
You would have been pressed it.
I can press it right now.
Press it.
Is that a threat?
Yes,
you,
it is.
You don't want to lose the fans, do you, Seth?
No, no. I was my precious fans.
Because y'all, I already told you what I was going to do if you hang out on somebody.
Whoa. No. Be open. Be open. You can say anything.
I am being open.
Okay, go
on. Let's say that you like to hang up on your callers. Ain't nobody going to call you no more.
And you know I'm going to be lonely because I ain't got nobody else to talk to. That's in the words of Ivory in the last show. So I'm just letting y'all know. This is who didn't listen to the last show. You got to go listen to it because it's really good. You dream of me.
I listened to it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me what you like. Tell me what you didn't like.
I mean, I get to listen to all of it. It was all right. I only heard the beginning.
It was again, all right.
It was passive.
It was all right. See this? Okay, how many people is on this phone right now?
Okay.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Why are only two people talking?
Oh.
Are these black people on the phone at once and only two of them talking?
I didn't think
that. Yeah, because most of us are getting the money. Like me.
You don't feel like doing this? I get into
Josh.
This right now.
Josh? Josh? Seth?
Yes, James?
Where's Josh?
Yeah, I love
it. Hold on.
Oh, he did. Then he decides to say hello.
Where is he?
Right here.
Don't raise your voice.
My voice is actually dead. Voice dead.
And you'll be not speaking like that and take the opportunity to do it.
No, shut up. I'm not talking to you, honey. Don't disrespect me like that.
Whoa.
Who are you talking to?
Whoever's listening.
I'm asking. Okay.
Everybody's so quiet. I know. No, this is supposed to be Seth Hudson's talk radio show.
Josh, we should stop saying that.
I mean, it is your show.
It's the third show you said that on. Come on, it gets kind of old. Come on.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Some new shit.
Okay.
Everybody knows this is my show.
Man, this is Lady Ivory's radio show, my bad.
Oh, there goes Josh. They're going up for Ivory again.
Oh, my bad. Who else was
hey,
to...
I got a new topic. Let's talk about JoJo's lip.
You know what? I'll talk about it for you. It's big, it's juicy. It's lumptuous.
My God, Ivory's getting horny.
Ah!
Think I'm playing.
Ha, 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 ha.
Laugh. Joke. Okay.
Ha, ha, ha.
No, Josh. You ruined it.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Shut up.
Always got to add your 2 cents in it. And Bonnie, don't be on this phone if you ain't going to say nothing.
Hey, I mean.
That's our first show, guys.
You're a host and shit, and now you're going to talk. Shit.
But this is our first show.
I know. So, lighten up, Seth.
Remember how I was for my first show, Seth?
Charles, are you getting an attitude with me?
That's James.
Oh,
I'm not the one with the bass in the voice.
Hey, shut up, you dirty prick.
And there's the bass in the voice.
No, wait. It's not my fault.
Right, slide, Josh.
It's my voice.
Let's all slide, Josh.
Yeah,
he's getting on my nerves.
No, wait. Go ahead. I mean, I got time.
Oh, so you told me to hang up on Josh?
No, slide Josh.
Oh, slide Josh. I can put him on mute. Is that good? So he'll hear nobody. We won't be able to talk to him. Put him on mute for like about a minute. He'll be in timeout, so he won't. You know, he'll learn his lesson. I'll put him back. I'll connect him again.
I'm telling you, you're seriously gonna do that.
Say what?
I said, don't tell me you're seriously we're gonna do that.
I can do it right now.
I know you can.
410-804-27.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
hello?
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 Huh? You say, man?
I'm just letting y'all know, like, I'm not trying to be a party pooper or nothing like that, but before I got on the show, I really didn't
say that. That's about gullible.
G-U-L-L-I-B-L-E. Okay, there you go.
It's on my mother.
Okay, put it on the phone.
Steph?
Yes?
Spell gullible.
Okay, G-U...
Uh-huh.
L-L...
Uh-huh.
I-B-L-E.
I was pretty close. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Huh?
I said you're welcome.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Sorry, Meg, I had to...
Hello?
I'm a good speller. Okay.
You went to spelling bee.
Who had their voice deep like that?
The one and only.
Where is Ivory?
Who knows? Really, who knows?
Who cares? But I'm telling you, though, I'm not trying to be a party pooper or nothing like that. But before I got on the show, I really didn't feel like doing it because I wasn't in the mood. But
who cares?
You don't, so be quiet.
Who said that?
But Ivory said that. You should know that voice.
Well, don't be trying to blame stuff on me. You know better.
Whoa.
I mean, come on, I don't feel like getting into you with it today. Come on, please. So, you know, I'm just looking for a new host out of all these people on the phone. Who should be my host?
Me.
Me.
Like, I just want to know, like, if I ever step down one day, who can I get the show to?
Monique.
It should be a girl.
Who's the oldest on this phone? Who's the oldest on this phone?
Monique.
Ivory.
I thought you was, man.
No. I need to stop. Y'all make me feel old.
You're just fresh business.
It said, like, I'd be the youngest.
Yeah, but...
Monique, how old are you?
17.
You just turned 17? You're 17, about to turn 18.
I just turned 17 in April.
Okay.
Hey, you made up for people in April.
Uh-oh, we got an Aries. We got an Aries.
Okay. I'm a Taurus.
Oh, we got Aries and Tauruses on the phone. Give it up to them.
No.
I'm a Virgo.
Boo.
And I'm a Cancer. So
Okay.
The Cancer.
And that boss fight. That boss fight. Uh-oh.
Whatever. That's only because I don't have a boss fight. Some of my hair fall out because of the perm. Don't be quiet.
Okay, just like your mama. Come on, just like the mother jokes. Come on, okay, I'll stop.
That's what I thought.
Because, Alvin, you said the mother joke, like the last show yesterday, you said the mother joke like 12 times. And it was,
no, I
didn't
know. That was
you did. That's why you're like, it's just like your mother. It's just like your mother. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, y'all, before y'all got on the phone, I was playing some songs, I was playing some music, I was jamming. Oh my God. Woo! But y'all wouldn't know nothing about that because none of y'all can dance, so.
Oh. Only one I can't dance so far is Josh.
Dang.
I'm sorry, Josh.
You know what? Can't believe I just did that. All these years.
Like, Josh, you can't dance, yeah?
Well, that's what he wants to put it as.
Well, it's like, Josh, he needs to come out of his shell. I know he can dance. He's just...
but I just don't.
He just can't dance better than you yet, right, James?
Yeah.
So James can dance better than Josh?
So that's what
happened.
But you can't say that because we never seen Josh dance.
Which one do you got? I got
five out. All right, well, I want y'all to dance against me then.
How about this? I say you won by default because I know I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Charles, you know how to dance?
No.
What?
Hey.
You can't dance, girl. Y'all don't know. You be getting fried down here in this basement,
No,
girl.
I know.
She be getting fried, y'all. But she
Monique know how to drop it and bring it back up. Go ahead.
Monique, she be crunk dancing.
I don't really count.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, Josh.
I do the heel toe and everything.
Go ahead. Did any of y'all hear that song, Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song be jumping.
That song, I don't get it.
I don't get it, but it be jumping, though.
What's it called?
The Cupid Shuffle.
By Cupid.
How you do the dance? You go to the left, you go to the right, then do the walk it out?
Walk it out.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, y'all. Taking my word.
James, do something.
Huh?
How about you do something?
Who said that?
It's just Joe. You do
something. Oh, my gosh. Why are you guys not talking? I
would have
never went
on the air. It's Joe, and you're supposed to tell us what to talk about, you dummy.
I just said it was going to be a random. It's just going to be a random talk.
All right then, come up with something random off the top of your head then.
Okay. Good luck.
All right, let's talk about it then.
Okay.
You first.
Come on, let's talk about it.
What are we talking about?
Where is
you talking about Josh's lip?
I'm about JoJo's lip.
It's big.
Who has the biggest hair on this phone?
Money.
James.
Jay.
Oh, dang. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, y'all made me feel special when y'all said that.
Did not mean big brain, James. We just said big head.
Who's the smartest?
Money.
Me.
Me.
Okay, who's the dumbest?
Nah.
You know it.
Jeez, you proud of me? Jeez. And the war goes to Charles for being the dumbest on the phone. Jeez.
Who? What? Hey, who is that? I know that ain't happy. Who was laughing like that?
I was.
Hey, it's all quiet. You gonna bust out? You can laugh on my show.
Whatever, boy. This is my show. You retired, your old heifer.
Hey, Ivan, why you not cussing like that? Ivan, why you not cussing so much? I told you could cuss.
I don't know.
They don't like it.
Hi.
Aww. Somebody has a crush.
She retired.
Really are.
Real.
Okay, I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it now.
Well,
I mean, you can say anything. It's your show.
I know it's mine. So that means I can hang up on you, sir.
Yeah, she's taking over.
Yeah, I know you could hang up on me, but...
Yeah, I got the hang up button right here.
I got the next button right here.
All right, I can hang up when you're missing a dump.
I have my thumb, thank you very much.
Okay, hold up. The first person on this one, I'm going to give y'all a tongue twister then. The first person who can say it right is going to be my new co-host, okay?
I know what the tongue twister is going to be. Go ahead, say it.
No, Ivory, no. All because, no.
Okay.
All because you know it doesn't mean you can know how to say it right. Shit.
I say to go off, say it, I'm tongue twister, nigga.
Ivory, I'm going to push your meat.
Okay.
Come on, Ivory, stop.
All right, say it.
Okay, Ivory, you're out of competition. Ivory, I already know you can say it. Okay,
I know you can. All right, just say it. Everybody
no,
else
no, okay. Say, I know you need unique New York. I know you need unique New York. Say it.
I
okay.
know.
I'm going to say my name. Okay, James, say it.
I know you need New York.
You know what
to
say, right?
Oh, yeah, I know what to say. You want me to say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know unique
New York. No. Okay. You're
good. I can do it again. I know unique New York.
No.
No, I know unique New York.
I was it.
Okay. James is out. Sorry, James.
Oh, gosh.
James, do it one more time. Okay, look.
I know unique New York.
These are the words.
I know unique New York.
James,
no.
Slow down.
No,
gonna...
I know unique New
okay,
York.
Okay, you know what?
I
what?
Know
what?
Unique
right.
New York.
No. All right, anyway, next person.
Hey, okay, James, I'm going to give you a freaking speed attack if you don't slow the fuck down. Okay, now, the words are, I know you need unique New York. And you cannot say if you don't, if you black people on this phone, do not open your mouth.
Okay.
Open your mouth. Slow down.
I know you need unique.
No, don't say that slow, say it fast.
I know you need unique New York.
Nope.
Oh, I know you need New York.
No, next time.
Okay.
I know you need New York.
Josh.
Hey, I know you need.
Oh, James.
I know you need New York.
James, it's over.
You know,
James, it's over.
But I can do it.
Please.
I know you need New York.
No,
baby. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
You don't
okay,
make
look.
It sweet.
Look, listen to me do it.
Ooh, ooh, let me say it.
Okay. Look, listen to me do it. I know you need unique New York.
I know you need unique New York. All right. Okay.
I know you need.
Who said that?
Lodi.
I know you need unique New York.
I want to hear Josh say it.
Go ahead, Josh. You know, Josh is too good to say it, so that's why he's not going to say it.
I know you need unique New York.
Nope. There's no such thing as a New York.
Yes, it is a New York.
No, it's not, Ivory. Stop.
Hey, how y'all... What, I got to say it again now?
Yes, Josh, that would be nice.
Very nice.
I know you need New York.
Open your mouth.
Give up.
Okay. You say it right because it's a lip.
Jeez.
No, you need New York. There you go. Have you asked ready?
Maybe we should just give it to Monique.
Yeah, because Monique is 17 and she can do everything.
No, I don't.
Oh. Go ahead and say it again. Say it.
Who?
You.
I know you. Oh, wow. I know you need unique New York. I mean.
Say it 3 times in a row.
No.
No,
because you know you can't do it.
Three times in a row. I'm going to do it 3 times in a row. Why should we mess up on the second one, though?
Well, go ahead. If you know the words, you can't mess up.
Okay. I know you need New York.
Who said that?
Charles.
It was Jane.
Charles, are you Monique?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, girl.
All right. I'm going to break it for y'all. All right.
Don't do that.
All right, money, go ahead.
You want me to say it 3 times in a row?
Yeah, you said no, but I took your face.
Okay. If I have to say it?
Yeah, for you to get the spot.
Dang, yo got hella long teeth.
Yo got a hella long blip.
Thank you, I mean.
And I could say something that rhymes to that.
Oh,
for me.
Shut up.
But. But come on. What are you guys waiting for?
What?
Think I should pop my lip.
You know, money.
Oh, she can't.
I talked to you later.
There's Ivory. Uh-oh. Ivory. James.
Huh?
Where's everybody else?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, all right. Well, Monique, say it 3 times in a row.
I'm a mess up. I don't know.
Will he do it?
I don't think so.
I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to see if I can do it. Okay.
It's your. How would you say your own phrase, though?
That's what I'm about to do, Josh.
Why would you say it, though? It's your.
It would be so funny if you just called grandma, right?
Well, oh, no.
No, you keep
like,
on
no,
the phone.
No,
she would
be
so
like
lost.
She'd be like this.
Hello.
She would be so lost.
She'd be like, James? No,
Sam. Kayla?
Jeez.
Yo,
that would be so funny. Oh, my gosh.
That would be so wrong.
Hey, man, you want to say something? To what? To who? No, I'm fighting.
I know you need unique New York. I know you need unique New York. I know you need unique New York. There, I just said it. There you go.
Yeah, say it fast, though.
What?
You're supposed to say it fast, Seth.
Okay, Josh, there's a difference between pronouncing it and speeding it, okay?
You told everybody else say it fast.
So what are you trying to say, Josh?
That you can't say it fast.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, that's a challenge.
Okay, I'll
Jay, go drink some water if you got something in your throat instead of no chomping.
Get out of here.
Look, I'll do it. I know you need unique New York. There I just said it. There you go.
Faster.
Let me see you do it faster, Josh. You didn't even do it yet.
I know you.
Hold up. Yes, you did, but you didn't do it right. Josh, how you going to tell me to do it faster when you didn't do it right?
Oh, because I know I can't do it fast. I'm not a tongue twister person.
Okay, look, this is the next thing for y'all to say. The big black bear and the big black rat and the big black bear said,
"How about this? Oh, hell no. Nah. Okay, I'm going to put it straight for you. I ain't doing that."
Okay, all right.
Talking about some Blair and...
Y'all ain't going to talk. I'm about to play some music. Tune all y'all out.
Black forest and trees.
Mm-mm.
Can you tell us why you're typing so hard?
Who's typing? Who's typing?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I type faster than that.
You're the only one that types that hard, though.
Because my keyboard, I don't know what's wrong with my keyboard. Like, man, it's wrong. It's weird.
Yeah.
Where is Ivory? Ain't no use to, you know, somebody be on the phone taking up my line, and they gonna talk. Okay, you know it. You know this cross is boring, because when James hums, you know that's bad.
Well, I'm playing fun. You know?
Where's Ivory?
Ivory.
She's not impressing so many of her fans right now. This is going to be the most boring conversation ever on my page.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is... Hey, can you stop humming and say something to make it better?
Y'all like Michael Myers?
Who?
Huh?
Who?
You mean the psycho killer?
Yeah.
Funny.
Where's Charles at?
Charles got on the phone. He's going to be a MySpace freak, so...
Yeah, he's not even going to say bye or nothing like that. Hey.
MySpace freak. Yeah, I'm rocking off with the piano right now.
We're just letting y'all know this conversation is getting deleted.
Michael Myers.
Dang, James, I thought that was you.
No, that ain't me.
Probably
I thought that was Mission Impossible.
I know it sounds like it.
Go ahead, Monique. You tell us.
You tell me, Monique.
I feel kind of young on the phone now. Ivory on the phone. She 18. I got Monique. She 17. You know what? I'm just smack dab in the middle at 16, man. It's just wrong. I feel real young on this phone.
So how old is everybody else? James, how old?
I'm just 50. How old is Charles?
14,
15. What, we got every age on the phone from 18 to 13 on here? That's amazing. Then we got 14, 15,
16, 17. Yeah, you're right.
We got every age from 13 to 18 on this phone, and we can't talk about nothing.
I'm the only 17-year-old.
Okay. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah. We got a 17.
Monique, we relate to that. Go ahead, Monique.
Oh,
she's known around her neighborhood. Go ahead. All right, you should have heard her when I said, let's talk about sex. She was like, I was like, uh-oh. Okay.
Is that like that?
So who is going to be brave enough to say something that they actually did with a girl or a boy? Who's going to be brave enough?
Oh, wow.
Hold hands?
James, you're getting disconnected.
I'm playing. I'm playing.
Okay. Josh, I know you have stuff to say. Taisha.
Sorry.
I said Taisha.
What about her?
About 3 weeks ago.
What happened 3 weeks ago?
I am from what, though?
About 3 weeks ago with Taisha.
Y'all should see how it is when I be on the phone with them at night, Josh and Taisha.
Whoa, what are y'all talking about?
Josh, don't act stupid.
You talking about, I don't act stupid. I just be going
just,
crazy.
Yeah, you had to act. He is stupid, so.
You know what? I'm asking you, so get that straight.
Monique, you're next. So, dude, get ready. Okay. I'm gonna get you. So you did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you can ask all the questions that y'all want from me. I'll answer every single one of them.
Come on, Josh, answer the question. Shit.
What you mean? What was the question?
What'd you do with
What's the craziest thing you ever did with a female? Male.
I know, yeah, I asked him that, but I want to see if he's brave enough to tell the world what he did with Taisha 3 weeks ago.
is this gonna get deleted, right?
I tell her, Josh, we're not gonna tell, I told him for you.
Yeah, I should
like
that.
Shit. Okay. Everybody, do y'all wanna know what Josh said?
James, you know.
Yeah.
James, how did you find out?
Did you not just hear me?
Wait,
I was on the phone.
You was on the phone doing that?
No, they was. I was on the phone.
So, Louis, you guys had, like, phone sex or something?
They was having phone sex.
Okay.
No. I want Josh to say it.
So, what's the big deal? I mean, all you did what you did.
Go ahead, Monique. She's an expert. Yeah, she's late.
What's the big deal?
That's way below my level. I'm higher than that. Go ahead, Monique. Okay, Monique, what'd you do?
Hey, not phone sex. That's not the craziest thing I've done.
Oh my
God! Craziest thing you ever done? Then
y'all sick.
I don't think I should say.
y'all sick.
It was so long ago though. Like
everybody.
Okay,
like
Monique.
Doing phone sex.
Okay, Monique, if you tell them what you did, I'll tell them what I did.
Okay, the craziest thing I have ever done in my life. I'll never do it again, though. I'm so embarrassed. I had sex in a movie theater.
Oh.
Whoa!
Oh!
Oh!
Was it a good movie?
It must not have been a good movie. It must not have been.
It was Dodgeball.
What?
It was a movie, Dodgeball. It was like 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. I got to watch that. Oh, my God. For real? In the movie theater?
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't care what people said. You just bend over. Go ahead, Monique.
That must have been very uncomfortable.
It was. A little bit.
Where was it at? Like, on
the
floor? In the chair?
Yeah.
And they like in the dark corner or something. You know, Towson, they got a lot of dark corners in Towson movie did.
Was people around?
No. The thing about it, I went in the wrong movie theater. Like, I went in the wrong auditorium. So when I went in the right one, it was like no more seats. So I just had to wait for the next movie to come on. I went in a different auditorium. And it wasn't nobody in there, so.
So you didn't know the person?
Yeah, of course.
You didn't know him?
How did you do that with somebody?
No.
I did. Money.
James, you can't disconnect it.
Okay.
Jeez.
Gosh, I did though. Oh. Oh, everybody. Gosh.
At least with
you said you were in the mom movie, Dad, and you went back in the auditorium and went back in, and I'm like,
oh, no.
He just sat down and just went to town.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Stop, it's your turn.
Okay, it's my turn. Okay. Crazy.
So nasty, what you just want to say.
The most sexual thing I ever did with a girl. I just gave her a head. What's that? The only thing I did. I'm still pure. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, Monique. You know, I'm just saying, but. You know, I haven't reached that age yet of my horniness hasn't leaped out yet.
I'm calmed down a lot from that time.
What crazy
thing?
I want to know Charles. You better tell him to get back on the phone. I want to know him.
Him do nothing but have no sex.
What's the craziest thing James ever did?
Uh-oh.
Oh, me?
Huh? Say what?
The craziest thing I ever did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone put me out there?
Jake, come on. Are you serious?
Phone sex.
That's it?
Yeah.
Like
a long time ago. It was with the girl before Sapphire.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got the leftovers.
And they about it. And yeah, I'm not going to tell.
No. James, can I say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Okay. The thing about it was, James was doing it, but the girl was playing him, which means that she was doing it She was faking it.
She was just on the phone making noises.
That
I heard in my songs, man.
Yeah, I did that before.
Oh, that's not cool to do. Oh, Nick, you're getting disconnected.
I'm sorry, but sometimes I just don't feel like doing it.
I mean,
feel like
doing it. There goes that level of communication. You got to be able to talk to your partner and say you don't feel like doing it.
Well, you don't want to be me.
You don't want to be mean.
You don't want to be mean.
It's like, mean enough that you faked it, though.
Okay. Look. Look, that's just like, let's say, like, you got a boy right in front of you, and you don't feel like doing it. That's what I'm saying. You don't have sex with him because you don't want to be mean. What if you get pregnant?
That's why there's condoms.
Okay.
What if it's
pregnant? You can still get pregnant with a condom.
You can. Even though it's 100%. Safeties, it's 99%. That's still
99.9%. Just the only thing that keeps you from is sexually transmitted diseases. That's it. Y'all clean, right?
You know, Josh was pregnant last year. He just had his first baby last year.
Are y'all clean?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Making sure. Got no dirty people on his phone.
That's
got nasty. HIV, what else is
there?
HIV.
HIV.
AIDS.
Oh, okay. You tell me.
Crab. Herpes. Gonorrhea.
Crab.
Herpes. AIDS.
Yeah, I'm
the pulse.
Yeah, I got that on my tongue. Oh no! I was joking.
Oh, what is that?
Diarrhea.
Jeez. Hey, go ahead, Jeez.
What else is there? Arthritis.
You can't get that from somebody.
Right, that's not STD or
anything. Yeah, that's about it.
Gonorrhea, baby. Gonorrhea.
Do any of y'all kiss on a first date?
No.
I did one time.
Well, y'all didn't even ask me the question, so I'm glad. So we can just move on now.
Josh,
come on. You got to answer the question. Ain't nothing on this phone that has been said that you never did before. Well, except for Monique, but, you know.
That was only one thing, you guys.
Jeez.
What's the craziest thing I ever did? Let's see. Wow. Having sex with someone else's mom's big. Probably.
Where's
I?
I don't know where I'm at.
Your grandmother's big. Crazy.
Josh, what are you talking about?
Is that what he said? No? Oh.
Ew, James.
Asthma is the word. Thank you.
What did you say?
I said asthma is the word. Thank you. You know, I got asthma, you know. When I get, I got to get some up.
Yeah, so do I, but...
You know.
It ain't like that.
Yeah, you know, off the phone, too.
Yes.
Huh?
Huh? What's that you say?
Okay, so, Monique, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to you, my sister, to Amber, my mommy. Chose.
She's really happy.
I know.
I mean, you know she's geeking over there.
My homegirl, Shantae, and my homeboy, El, Antoine, and...
You forgot Romeo.
All the class of 08 at Vermo. That's it.
Oh, my God. She did not just say 08.
08.
She might be in trouble. She cannot be repping 08 on this phone. 09, Seth, tell it. It's about the class 09. It don't matter. What school you at?
Well, Josh, we're so good. We don't even have to put our year out there because we already know.
Yeah, we already know. We the best.
What about class of 12?
Boo.
Come on. Anybody?
Okay.
I'll be about to get you in college.
Class 12. Why class 12 does not get me love. Y'all have no O when y'all say y'all number. So that's why I get no love.
Whatever.
I'm
going to
come up with
it.
408. Nobody cares about both. 08 does not exist on this phone.
08. 09. Y'all got some heart. Y'all right.
Oh, yeah. So, Mark, I didn't hear about what happened for your junior prom. How was that? That was this year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, how was the junior prom?
It was nice. It was good. I had fun.
God said he's going to take us home.
God said what?
Yeah.
John said he's going to take,
Who? James, finish the stupid sentence.
All of America is waiting for you, James.
They really are.
He is?
Yep.
Did I watch the BET Awards?
Yeah.
Did y'all like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Diana Ross was on it. Oh, my gosh.
James.
Diana Ross.
Wait, this say, James.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I watched it.
No. What were you going to say about me and Josh wanted to take someone to about my prom or something?
What is he talking about?
What you about to say, James?
Yeah, that's what you said. We listen back to.
Yes, he was like Josh saying.
Oh yeah, Josh said he's gonna take on.
That's why you keep stopping it.
Wait, I swear if you don't say it,
Josh James, we will beat you until you don't exist anymore. So just say.
My gosh, are you serious?
Huh?
Are you serious? You want to sit there in silence and not say it? James, come on. Wait, he probably like clueless right now, like, oh, working on sorry.
Yeah, dumb as I don't know what. Clueless. Lost.
Josh, you didn't have to go to
Josh.
Okay then, James, say it.
Drop your lip. Clueless is dumb.
You know what? My lip can touch the floor for all I care.
And my lip can touch my upper lip. So, yeah.
I'm like, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody on this phone's lip touched their upper lip?
Yeah, last time I checked mine did.
Yep.
Okay.
You're the only off, Josh. It's okay, Josh. You want a hug?
Why would I want a hug from you?
Okay, both of y'all, get out of here. But anyway, what do y'all want to be when y'all grow up?
I want to own my own business.
What kind of business?
Let's see.
What, you want to be a pimp?
Oh, no, not a pimp. I want to own fashion design businesses. I want to be an entrepreneur. Let's see, own stock markets. Let's see, I want to own engineering companies. Let's see. Yeah, I just want, something like that.
See, James, Josh is spoiled because his dad going to give him all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Eddie! Taking it over.
I can run them for a little bit of every day.
Jeez, I swear, if we say one more thing about run them for.
Okay, what I want to be?
Yeah.
I would say, okay, I want to be.
You want to be what?
Dang, Monique, calm down, shit.
I mean.
I want to be a music producer.
I want to be a music producer and an entrepreneur.
Okay, you want to be an entrepreneur?
I want to be a business lawyer.
You want to be, James, you want to be an entrepreneur selling what?
And a music producer.
What do you want to sell?
Oh, clothes.
See, he's trying to get a part in the business.
Josh, you don't design your own clothes.
Hey,
I design my own clothes.
Okay, you want to sell men's clothes or women's clothes?
I
want to sell both.
And, hold on, that's Ivory, hold on.
Oh, don't you have to embarrass me like that.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know what's wrong with Ivy.
What she do?
Can you leave? I'm going to answer the phone, and she's going to hang up on me. But, James, you want me to ask you selling clothes, but you want to sell men clothes or girl clothes?
You should sell female clothes.
Sell both.
Yeah, because
females
like,
give me too much
drama.
I don't know. Anyway, know.
Yeah, for us.
Well, but make sure, because we sell women's clothes, yeah, I know the size, gotta make sure.
Okay.
And make sure you make clothes for big girls, because everybody ain't skinny.
Go ahead, Monique.
I love the movie Fat Girl.
We love them.
With Monique. Oh, not with Monique, the actor Monique.
Huh? What?
I seen the movie, called, I think it's called Fat Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my movie!
I love that movie so much.
Goodness.
That
movie gave me a new outlook on women.
On what?
It gave me a new outlook on women.
And what was that?
Yeah.
Oh, my new outlook on women. Let's see.
Josh.
Oh, all right. I'm not going to be like you and you just sat there, okay? My new outlook on women is, it doesn't matter what size you are. Beautiful no matter what.
Yeah, right, Josh.
Oh my
God, that is so fake. I don't even believe that. Josh, you know good and well if you was talking on MySpace and this girl that you didn't find attractive tried to say you a message, you tried to get with you. You know you would not go with them. And you live right down the street.
And I live right down.
You know we're not going with them. That's fake. We go, okay, just say to make the people happy. You know, I don't believe it personally. That's fake. I called you out. Yeah, that's
fake.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, James.
Fake.
But for me, personally, I like that.
Like what?
You like what?
Monique, I swear,
trust
me.
He likes girls.
Josh, oh my gosh, once again, you are ruining it. Shut up.
Okay, I like big girls. Like, but not too big. Like, if they got a good style, though. Like, the clothes they wear, or like.
Who got a style? Who?
What?
Who are we talking about?
Talking about all the
girls that he would like to, you know, talk to.
Oh, I'm about to say you. I'm about to.
You know,
say,
you made it so the heat. You got to have to meet you. You know,
what? Like, if you're
I got a question, James. What do you look for in a girl?
Wait, hold on. We already talking about that in the show.
I know.
James, Josh, you weren't here. You go back to the show. You know,
listen to the show. I told y'all 3,000 times.
Well, tell us 3,001 times. I asked Monique what she looked for in a guy, and she said the only thing she looked for is personality and sense of humor. Wait, oh, that was the same thing?
No. Oh, yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Sense of humor is and personality, right?
Yeah.
You mean look.
So, Monique, I'm going to ask you this question again. What do you look for in a guy?
I told you, a nice personality, nice sense of humor. You guys look good. I mean, don't be ugly.
Oh, my God. Okay. You think looks matter over personality?
I'm sorry, no. But, I mean, looks do help, so.
Yeah, it does help, but it's the inside that counts.
Now, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Seth, we asked you asked me and Charles because there was no females on Earth. So let's ask Monique. Well, there was no males on Earth.
You just had to kill me.
To be a bunch of women walking around with their
titties hanging out.
Jeez.
Oh my gosh, dude. If I want to do that, I can look at my own body.
Oh, go ahead, Monique. Go ahead, Monique. You show it to the world. Go ahead. It'll be a bunch of females walking around with their coochie hanging out. Go ahead, Charles.
So, what would you do if it was nothing but males walking around?
I dropped the soap. I was just trying to get some laughs.
Sure you were.
I don't know. If there was no women here, we wouldn't be here though. Or
deceased.
Which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
The chicken.
But without the chicken, without the egg, there wouldn't be a chicken.
I know.
Yeah.
But without the chicken, there would be no egg.
So which comes first?
The chicken, because when God created heaven and earth,
okay.
animals,
the
he created a chicken, and then the chicken had the egg. So the chicken be first.
But what if you ask that to somebody who doesn't believe in God? What are you going to say?
Evolution made a chicken.
It came first.
Evolution made a chicken, and then the chicken had eggs. So the chicken still would be first.
First.
Because the only way for something to become a chicken, evolution had to make the chicken a chicken, and then the chicken had an egg.
But that
so chicken would be
came
first.
From a chicken. But hold up. Hold up. The chicken came from the egg. But the
so
egg
a chicken came from a dinosaur.
So
but that's a scientist's theory about how chickens is like a descendant of a T-Rex.
Yeah, and we came from what?
Wow. That was a long evolution down.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of height. How does that sound like a T-Rex?
Well, it got shorter and grew feathers.
Wow, and it grew wings? That can't fly.
Look, but look at the body structure. Like a lot of birds, they look at body structure. And you see the remnants.
I got a question. I gotta tell you this. You know how chickens did not come from T-Rex? If this was, if it
Josh,
was.
Why do you think it's called evolution? Changing genes.
Hey, listen, T-Rex do not have breasts like a chicken does.
Okay. No. Okay. Let's just like we say we came from apes. Now, come on now.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you something. Okay. If I can do this, but let me ask you something. Do you want to end this show right now, I'll delete it and start it again, or we'll just do it tomorrow?
We can do it again right now.
Because, you know, if I...
Yeah, you should delete the show.
I mean, so far, it's been 1 hour and 30 minutes, and I don't think people are going to stay on this phone and listen to it.
Yeah, this one was a good one.
I mean,
Monique.
No, Monique, I totally appreciate you.
I totally appreciate you.
Oh,
you didn't mean to disappoint anybody.
Ivy is acting weird today. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Yeah.
Dr. Toilet.
So just go and delete it.
Oh, my bad.
But if I delete it, it'll be like, I never had a show today, and I'll still be able to do a show today if y'all want to.
Yeah, we can still do that. Y'all want to?
But why would we do it again if we're not going to talk about nothing? Just
right,
we
wait till the
call people.
And Charles, like, stuck me up. He said he was going to be on here.
Got off the phone, you on my
speech. Got his sister to do the dirty work.
Oh, no.
That's kind of wrong.
I know, right? Shit. Monique, what's he doing right now?
Watching BET Awards.
Oh, my gosh.
Watching BET Awards.
Oh, you think he's slick.
Hey, do you think y'all guys know how to make lemonade?
What?
Do any of y'all know how to make lemonade?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make lemonade, and first time I poured too much sugar in it. Second time, I didn't pour a lot of sugar in it. Third time, I poured too much sugar in it.
Yeah, added just right.
It's just.
How many cups of sugar did you put in the first time?
I used a spoon.
You're supposed to use cups.
No, you can use a spoon, Josh.
Yeah, you can, but if you want to get exact measurements, you would use a cup.
But I wanted to use a spoon.
So that's how you get the thing to be too much sugar.
I didn't want to use a cup, I wanted to use a spoon.
Cup.
Stop it.
Okay.
Hey!
Big lip. Okay.
Hey! Stop it! Hey!
Disconnect.
Hey!
Okay. That was still to answer my question, though. What y'all want to do?
And I also want to play football.
Okay, congratulations, Josh. Okay, what do you want to do?
On my own business.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking to,
about the show, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the all one all the time.
Was he the only phone? Was he the only one on the phone that didn't know what I was talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Go ahead, Monique.
Again. Now what we can do, we can end this right here. You can delete it. Forget all about this and just do the whole thing over.
Oh, we can tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, because tomorrow is going to probably be more exciting.
So we're not going to do it tonight?
So I mean, you could do we could do something else. But say, like, I read the random talk for tomorrow.
I mean, we got to do something before 12:01 because that's when it changes a new day. And if we go past 12:01, that show counts for the next day. So we can't do what we had planned tomorrow if we go over 12:01. I'm just saying if we do it on the show. But I don't want to, huh? Who said my name?
Nobody.
Oh my god, I'm like hearing voices. Oh my god, we really need to get off this. I'm like hearing voices. But I'm just saying, like, don't tell me to delete it and don't be and be like, and I call y'all tomorrow, y'all be like, hey, do y'all want to do a show? Oh, I don't feel like doing it today. I'm like, what? Monique?
Yeah, I'm in.
So what's the final word?
Has the jury reached a verdict?
I see tomorrow.
I see tomorrow.
Okay, I guess tomorrow.
Okay, there's four people on this phone. There's two opinions.
Josh, make a choice.
I say whenever, and so I basically what I'm saying that doesn't matter.
Hey, what?
What about you?
What did Josh say?
He said it don't matter. He said he would most prefer it tonight.
I didn't say tonight. I said just whenever.
Okay, let me ask you this: if we do it again, who's gonna be on the phone?
I will.
We'll be on the phone. It's just like we'd be more prepared, you know.
Is Ivory gonna be on the phone?
We don't know what's going on with Ivy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. We could
what
have.
What time is we going to redo this one, or?
I can't believe Charles did that. Who said that? Who got no owls on the
back.
Okay, anyway. I can't believe Charles did that. Well, I swear, if one more person hoots... Okay. So it's like, I got this type of bad luck. It's like, when I do something good, or like, when I talk to this girl, or we have a good conversation, for the rest of those days, we never have any good conversations.
Because y'all talked about everything.
Yeah, y'all used up everything in that one night.
But if I thought... Well, I thought if we had the connection that I thought we had, we could have that conversation every day, not just one day.
Well,
it was just a one night stand.
That's what I'm talking about. Everything in just one, you know, one night or whatever, to limit what you say. That way you have more to say about whatever else. That's how you talk to us.
That's what you do.
Yeah. If you talk about everything, you're not going to have nothing else to say. It's just going to be boring. Like, it's there.
What kind of friends you got? And what you got planned for tomorrow?
It's going to be they have more connections, like good friendships or good, like, relationships. I got a big question mark on that.
Uh-oh.
Can anybody answer that for me?
What?
Which one has, like, much more better connection, most likely... Like, do friendships or relationships?
Friendships.
What do you mean connection? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get you.
basically, what he's trying to say, what is a better relationship, a friendship or a relationship with your girlfriend?
Thank you, Josh.
There's no definite, that's just an opinion. That's not a fact. Which is a better relationship?
Friendships last longer than relationships, though.
Really?
Well,
some people... I mean, you meet some people, you say, you ask them how long they've been married, they'd be like, 86 years. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, jeez. What? Well, not. I don't know. That's an opinion. I don't know. It's not proven. No fact against that. Everybody has their own opinion. Well, what do you think, James?
That's what I asked y'all.
No, what do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You're going to ask us the question that then don't have your answer to your own question.
Well, y'all think I asked y'all then, if I didn't know.
I said, Frank.
Jeez, get out of here. I'm playing, Jay. No, I'm playing,
Thank you. Suck it up.
There is a lady on the phone, James. Can you be respectful to her?
Josh.
Not a lady, it's a woman. You're welcome, Moody.
Be respectful.
But how do you know if you hit puberty yet? I just something I don't know.
How you know
you wake up, you got a bunch of freckles on your face.
Oh,
but for men, when you wake up, you got a bunch of freckles on your face. Your voice is cracking.
Well, if you're black, if you're black, you're not going to have freckles. You're going to have moles. No, man, geez, that don't mean nothing. How do you know if you hit puberty yet?
Oh, you can... For a girl?
For a girl...
Well, I know. When they first had their first PMS, that's how they know.
What'd you just say?
When the girl have their first PMS.
When that first year come on.
Yeah, that's how they know they're hitting puberty. First PMS. I remember Josh had his first PMS. It was
no.
So terrible.
Y'all remember the time
he was all night. Oh, my gosh. He was so scared.
Yeah, it was bad.
Josh had his
first PMS.
It was blood everywhere. Oh, Josh. Gosh.
Oh, my, we had to take rush Josh to the bathroom, and Josh was just so scared.
Oh, no. Y'all need to go get that checked out, man.
I know. But ever since then, we keep when Josh get on the team, unless he bleeds a lot. So we gotta keep a lot of tampons up in this wardrobe.
You know what? If y'all don't stop playing, like I actually do that, okay? That is not cool.
That's okay. I mean, it's okay. Everybody went through it. I mean,
what? I don't do that. I swear to goodness, if I did, I probably would.
Josh is getting offended.
I really wasn't supposed to tell America that. Josh likes that as a secret.
James.
What is you? You?
James, don't start something you're not going to be able to finish.
Really?
Because Josh will forget we're on the radio and start cuffing and shit. I don't feel like hearing that in my ear.
You really don't want
that. So you said I won't be able to finish it because Josh getting a little temper tantrum?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like here arguing right now. It's already, after the deal with this, already I call Ari back, and you know she's bad because she's not on the phone right now. I mean, she called me, and I picked over, and I heard the dial to her, so I was like, it's like, whatever. Who is peck typing?
Who is one there?
James.
Huh?
Are you doing it?
Doing what?
Are you typing?
No.
Okay. Poor Josh.
What?
Are you typing?
No.
That ain't me.
Yes, you are, Josh. You are typing.
I'm not typing.
Monique.
I don't pet. I don't do that.
Go ahead.
I know how to type.
Only like I took those typing classes like $2.50 a day. Go ahead.
It was free.
Well, do you guys look at the keyboard when I type?
No.
No.
Dang, Monique, nice. That's why you take so long to reply back to those messages, Monique.
No, I be getting on the computer.
I send you a message and you be on, and it takes you like if you type so fast, why take you like 5 minutes to write back?
Because I said I'd be getting on the computer.
It's like a big
mess. I'm not talking to you. Stay down there.
Okay, my bad.
I'm sorry.
Take it off. Slow.
Mushroom, you don't.
Say what?
Mushroom.
Yeah, you take off slow.
I don't take slow. I don't take all day.
She don't take all day, sir.
Who writes back the fastest on here? Because y'all know I'll write back fast.
Yeah, you do. It doesn't seem too much for me at once.
Well, if Charles was on here, he writes back the fastest out of all of us.
No, he don't.
Yes, he does. Oh, my God.
He does write back
so
fast.
That's why.
I'm like, I would go to sent and see who would be reading my message. I'm like, once you send me a message, I reply back, I go to sent. It says read. I go back to my homepage and it say new messages and it's sauce.
Jeez. What's up, nigga? Jeez.
Y'all need to get instant messenger. That's so much quicker.
I got that, and that messed up my computer. It slowed it down.
I know, yeah. Like, when I had got that, the computer had caught a virus and got shut off.
Yeah, every time we started the computer, the screen will pop up, and all these pop-ups, and I'm, like, attacked here. Like,
yeah, the same thing happened to our computer. All these
that
pop-ups.
Never happened to me.
Never happened to me.
What kind of computer you got?
I got some kind of computer.
Ubisoft.
Got an updated computer.
No, Windows XP.
Okay. I made my decision. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I am going to delete the show. Well, I'm going to listen to it first because it has some good parts. And it has some good parts. But not as good as the other one, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to I'm going to delete the show. I'm going to do a show tomorrow. And hopefully, because the boy that was supposed to be on the show, he's on a date right now with this girl. I mean, go ahead. Oh, he's getting his sweat. And there's Ivy. Hold on. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. Hold up.
Why are you so quiet?
Is that strawberry or vanilla?
My bad.
Strawberry cherry. No, that strawberry. What was that cherry?
Does anybody have any idea what James is talking about?
Strawberry.
No.
I'm tasting this donut. I'm trying to figure out if it's strawberry or cherry. I think that's cherry. I don't know. Josh, did I make you mad?
Did you make me mad?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Ivory's mad.
She mad.
Why is she mad?
Okay, let me explain y'all something to y'all. We only get a choice to have a 15-minute show, a 30-minute show, and a one-hour show. And throughout those time limits, that's the time we have to connect people. But the recording, it lasts for 2 hours, up to 2 hours. And this conversation is almost 2 hours. Dang. But for real, I set the conversation for highest for 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. So that's how long it takes for, that's how long we can have callers in. So if somebody calls, like, past that 1 hour time limit, I'm not going to be able to connect them. So that's what Ivory did, because when she got disconnected for whatever reason.
So how about James just use his three-way and call her then?
What? No use doing that, but because we're about to get off the phone now. So.
The show's about to get deleted, too, I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
So is this going to be another wonderful show tomorrow?
Yeah.
You see, I think the problem why this one wasn't so good because yesterday we didn't know what was going to happen.
Today, everybody tried to predict something.
Yeah, you try to make the same thing happen from yesterday. So that's another reason why.
Plus, everybody that had a scheduled time, they called at the right time.
Yeah, Ivory.
Plus, people that got on the phone, they stayed on the phone. Charles.
Charles.
Yeah, I heard it, but get off the phone before it cuts it off. Mm-hmm. You only got 10 minutes left.
I hope nobody haven't been listening to this live, have they?
Yeah, they probably have, but.
I know.
Yeah, listen to it all they can because I'm about to delete it. But, I could delete it and I could do a show myself. But that wouldn't be nice, though. You know, just leave y'all out like that.
Oh, yeah, and you do one tomorrow. Probably pit it, like, around 8. Because you don't know what time. Is you coming to church tomorrow? Or you on now?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Because I don't know what time. probably get that.
Where you going?
Church.
Oh, well, you usually get back at like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
No, because they're having something else after the service.
Are you going?
Well, I have to be my mother.
She's, I'm trying to see if you can bring the guitar tomorrow.
Yeah, I can bring it, but I don't want the same to happen like last week and the week before. I brought the guitar. You sure? Well, I had to go the rest of the day with carrying the guitar around.
Jeez. Yeah, hopefully, you know, kids out partying right now.
Yeah, like, so what time is it? I mean, because I got, what time is it?
9:51.
9 what?
51.
9:21.
Not 51.
61.
Go ahead.
61. It's only 60 minutes an hour. It can't be 61.
50. Not 50. 51.
Jeez,
oh, my God.
James.
Okay, so tomorrow then?
Yes.
Okay,
until
I'm about
we
to
meet
go.
Again.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Monique, I really appreciate you for what you have given.
Don't worry, Monique. You'll be by the show tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay,
I
bye,
guys. I see you guys on MySpace.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. It's up, watch. Y'all going to get back on the phone. You ain't going to be no one that
I'll be going to get back on the phone. You'll be like, hello? Jeez. Where's Josh?
Right here.
Oh.
I knew you had us on hold. Well, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Josh. Okay, everybody get on MySpace as soon as we hang up, okay?
Yeah, okay.
While we're there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So we're all going to be talking to each other. Okay.
Yeah.
Who hung up?
I don't know.
Monique.
Hello?
Yeah.
Monique hang up?
Monique?
Hang up.
Oh. And then there were three. Just losing everybody today.
Yeah, the show was
kind of
dry today.
This is a real bad show. This is like the worst show like so far. Jeez.
You gotta make sure you delete this one.
That's why I said my other show. I was like, if you don't have nothing to talk about, don't go on air.
Yeah.
I said that, Josh.
So you guys, see, the reason why it probably wasn't so good because we was trying to make it, like I said before, we were trying to make it like yesterday.
Yeah.
And when we really, it's a new day in there, a brand new day. So a brand new day,
knows about
brand
it.
New event in it.
This topic of discussion is girlfriend. You know what I mean? Every guy?
No, Josh, I got to do something different. I do that too much.
What?
I do that too much. I do every... These girlfriends, I gotta get off that.
And
I do that too much.
Yeah.
Maybe we did friends.
Like,
well, we tried to do friends yesterday, but.
Yeah, I tried. And, you know, you saw where we got with it.
But that was okay. The show came out with a good outcome.
Yeah, yesterday's show, not this show.
Yeah, yesterday. That was okay that we didn't fully do friends. Yeah. But, alright, guys, I'm about to go, okay?
Hey, James.
Huh?
Call me so I can hear it.
My mother's on the computer.
Oh.
Josh, you actually want to hear this conversation?
Kinda.
Josh, you can this was the one we did yesterday. I'll let you listen to it. But I can't right now because my mother on the computer.
Josh, tell me what's wrong with your computer again.
I don't know. I'm trying to play it right now.
Where are you at? On my page or the website?
Well, I went to the website. I went to your page so I could play.
Oof, my head needs some air.
Jeez, James.
It was itching. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, guys, let's get off the phone.
Okay, well, I'm about to go, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, James.
Bye.
All right.